Okay. So, hello, everyone.
What's going on? Your boy Goon.
Yes. Welcome to Pardon My Speech. I'm here with my hubby Goon. You're here with the real Vicky. Today we are here to talk about
shit that make me mad. I know this shit make everybody mad. You feel me? Like, I hate people that bring up shit they did for you in the past. You feel me? Like, you remember when we was 8 and I let you hold that $5? You thinking, like, when we was 8? Bitch, I'm a grown ass man now. Like, what the fuck?
You know some people can't let grudges go.
But damn.
Some people can't let grudges go, and it's hard to let grudges go. And some people, it's just instilled in them. They can't. There's not much they can really do about it because they're used to it, especially when it's from their upbringing. It's different. It starts with the elders.
Yeah, but you know, I don't be with that goofy shit. Like, motherfucker. Then when you like, all right, well, I owe you $5. That's going to make everything peaceful with us. Here the $5. I don't even want the $5. It ain't about the $5. What the fuck you keep bringing the damn $5 up for every 3 days? Like,
but maybe they need it and they don't want to say it.
I give them $30. As long as they shut the fuck up, like, about that $5, like.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so some people may have experienced this a time or two where they have dealt with the person that has borrowed money, okay, and has not given it back to them. It may be 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now, 7, 9, 10 years from now. You never know. But eventually that person will bring it up and mention it again. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand why people do this. But if you're going to give somebody something, just give it to them. You don't look for anything back from them. Not even that. It's different because some people confuse it. If you know you can't pay that person back, don't say, oh, well, okay, well, I'll, you know, let me borrow this.
Yeah, I got you this day.
Yeah,
and then
don't,
you don't got, you just ducking my calls, right. Texts, everything. Right. That made me want to fuck you up.
True, but
because I don't really need the money back, you know what I mean? If I gave it to you, I gave it to you. That's some real nigga shit, you feel me?
But, and not even that, it's just being an adult. Just being an adult about it. If you know I can't pay you back right now at this minute, but when I do get it, I'll give it back to you. But I'm not going to promise you a date and a time.
But listen, even if you do tell me a date and a time, right? Call me that day or that time and still let me know, like, yo, look, this happened, and I'm trying to do this to get. I'm gonna get it to you as soon as I can. So now I'm like, all right, bro, all right, cool. What's going on with you today? How you feeling? But if you ducking me now, I'm mad. Like, you pussy motherfucker. Over $5, I gotta go kill your stupid ass. Like,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, some people don't know how to, because you gotta realize some people, they are confronted with confrontation. A lot when they don't get, you know, when they're not able to pay the money back on time.
And this is another thing that made me mad. Why the fuck people be talking shit like they really like that? In the mirror, I'm like that, son, I'm like that. And then when you face to face with a motherfucker, you don't do none of that goofy shit. You need a gun, or you need hella motherfuckers. You was just talking tough, not y'all, or the gun was talking tough. You was just talking tough. Take your tough ass out there and get your ass knocked out like your father used to. You get your ass knocked out, guess what? You get the fuck up, you learned the lesson. Don't talk shit to that motherfucker no more. You can't beat that motherfucker. Don't go get a gun. Don't go get 1,000 motherfuckers for one person.
But not even that. You know how some people look at it, and regardless of if they won the fight or if they can fight, the ones that can't fight, at least they got heart. At least they got, you know, they big enough
they
to stand up to that,
that
person. Yeah, they do.
But go get a gun, you pussy.
Most definitely. I truly believe that.
What y'all, we arguing.
I truly believe
that. What nigga,
that.
What? You took the last roll of tissue? I'll be back, son. Like, get your stupid ass the fuck out of here. Go to another store.
Some people, okay, they just don't know how to manage their anger because of certain things that they're going through in life, which doesn't make it right, okay? Which doesn't make it right.
Need a hug.
To take it out on the next party. But at the end of the day, if you know you are in debt with someone, and not even that, especially if it's a consistent thing, if you're like, okay, well, I'm going to let you borrow this money today. Okay, you said you're going to pay it back 2 weeks from now. Okay, boom, 2 weeks pass, you ain't bring nothing. Okay, 3 months pass. Okay, now you need $50 to $100. Okay, boom, I got it. I'm feeling generous. Boom, I'm going to give it to you. And you said you're going to give it back to me, you know, when you can. Probably next month because you get paid. Okay, boom. I'm not looking forward to it, but you know, I fucks with you, so I ain't gonna even pay no mind. Now, later on down the line, years go by. You get what I'm saying? It's a consistent thing because you do have those people who just put that aside and continuously give, but yeah, eventually but they do learn, get tired.
You gotta understand.
They do get tired eventually.
It is a
because you gotta look at it. When they're down in the hole, you gotta think about it. Will you have money for them to borrow? I helped you when you was down. Who's going to help me when I'm down?
See, me, I'm the type of person, I help anybody I can. Like, all I ask, whenever you get it, be there for me like I'm going to be there for you. If you can't be there when I need you, it's cool too. Still be a real motherfucker. Don't dip and dodge me. Cause now I feel like now I gotta pop up in the trash can like Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street and shit, tear your ass up like.
It's not the way, but it, like
when you could have just been a real motherfucker. Most motherfuckers ain't real. They think they real. You're not real.
But not even that. That's certain people's fault because they have high expectations of people, especially now with everything that's going on. So yeah, I don't have high expectations of anyone. Because at the end of the day, I know you're not going to treat me the same way I treat you. I don't look from that in the person. But at the end of the day, I'm quick to give because that's what I like to do. I like to help people. But I'm not going to help every damn body that ain't helping me. I'm not going to continuously do it and make it a cycle. No, I'm not going to keep doing that.
Listen.
I'm not going to keep doing that.
I help.
We're not going to keep rolling on this hamster wheel.
Listen, I help more people before 12 o'clock in the morning than most people help all day long. These fake ass politicians, y'all fuck mad. Y'all be pissing me off. Stop lying. Y'all ain't doing shit. Y'all ain't doing shit but putting money in your own fucking pockets. We still fucked up. Y'all still getting richer. Listen. I dare any one of y'all to come talk to me. I tell you, new asshole, with the truth. I ain't got to put my hands on you. I'm smarter than a motherfucker. I really don't care about the Secret Service and none of that shit. Like, if I'm going to do something to you, I'm going to do it to you. That's just it and that's all. I'm a man first. But I'd rather sit down and talk to y'all. We can get some shit really done. For the black people, not just the white people, because they bringing the money to fucking here.
Everybody not
because
the
black
page.
People live here. The black people really live the fuck in the ghettos in the hood, like.
But not every black person, and not every black person is on the same page as we are. Not every black person looks in the mirror every day and be like, "Black lives matter." What? No, they're
man,
not doing
listen,
that.
Listen,
they're
listen, listen.
We're not going to get into that topic.
No,
that's another. No, we're not. Wait. That's another. That's another topic for a different day. We're not going to do that.
No,
that's
you
like
see, you. You can't do that to me. You can't do that to me. Listen, because that shit gets me mad. That shit gets me mad. Like everybody talking this Black Lives Matter shit when a cop kills a black person. But most of these black motherfuckers out here killing another black motherfucker, where the fuck is the damn shirts and protests that talk about Black Lives Matter then? Stop looting in your own fucking communities, because you tearing your own communities down. Like, now, when shit open back up, when it's time to spend money, guess who? What community gets the money? Them white communities, because they shit ain't too the fuck up like our shit is. Think before you do stuff. You gotta go by the necessary means before you go by any means necessary.
And not even that. They're coming into our neighborhoods helping you guys tear down your city. So it's totally unnecessary because you're not hurting anybody but yourself and your family. It's ridiculous. That's why I'm glad it didn't happen over here.
Them.
Yeah. But That's why everybody need to look at it in a new light, open their eyes, stay woke, and do what they need to do to stay afloat, period. And don't mess it up for themselves. We need to get up out of this hole, and we need everything to get back to the way it was. Because it's not cool right now. It's too much going on in the world. And, you know, a lot of people are suffering from their own personal issues, and yet you got to step outside of your house and deal with more of it. So it's sad.
But that's,
it's sad and frustrating and aggravating and annoying and makes you want to, you know, burn some crap down. But at the end of the day,
yeah, that ain't solving shit. Like, that's just creating more problems. Like, I understand you want to wild out and everything, but listen, it's other ways you can do shit without and get shit accomplished without resorting to tearing up your own community. Like, you gotta think, like, they outnumber us no matter what the fuck they think. They got bulletproof vests and riot gear and all this shit. Which one of these motherfuckers in the hood got any of this shit? Like,
true.
Niggas ain't really militant like they think they are. Cause it's always another snake in the damn grass that's going, let the white man know what the fuck the black man doing, so they think they gonna get ahead. You still a nigga. No matter how much money you get to them, you still a nigga. If they wanted to, at any moment, any time, they could assassinate your ass, make it look like a suicide, and that's just what the fuck it is. After like a week or so, ain't nobody gonna ever doubt nothing. Why these black motherfuckers have power? Get off that high horse. Stop getting whited out. Stop being whited out. Understand the truth, like, who the fuck you are. Once you understand who the fuck you are, you gonna understand you are no different than the next one of us. Even if you got an education, no matter what the hell you have in life, as far as money, education, religious belief, anything, to them, you still the same thing, a nigga. Something they can make money off of. Even these bums out here on the street, guess what? The government making money off their ass too. But don't, they're not giving them a place to stay.
No food, no shelter.
None of that, like.
Right.
Then all these niggas I talk about, they blood on the gang, and they crip on the gang and all that shit, like. Why you ain't helping your community?
If anything, they're just tearing it down.
Why you ain't patrolling your own community? Why y'all killing each other on stupid shit? Like,
because they need a name. They trying to create a name for themselves. That's why they want to be feared. They want to be loved.
Guess what?
They want to be, you know.
Guess what? That shit dumb as hell. That shit dumb as hell.
It's dumb, but
Huey P. Newton had a name for himself.
They need that power, though.
They ain't kill no black man.
They need that power.
In his community.
But mind you, that's from most guys who come from broken homes.
Yeah, but listen, that's an excuse. That's an excuse. I come from a broken home, too. And hey, listen, I was out there in the street doing the same shit and everything. But in the end, it's just an excuse. Like, because it's life after the streets.
But listen,
it's money
but
after
listen,
the streets.
But listen, for those who don't know that, you got to think about that. You're older, you're wiser now. You've been there, you've done that. You've experienced all of that. You went through all of that.
Yeah,
you went through jail, you went through losses. But at the end of the day, you still have those who are just coming into this, who've been into this, who are still in the game, 50, 60 years old, okay? Who are older than
in
you and
way,
still in the game and still think the same way. You get what I'm saying? You have young men who's coming in the game with that power of thought process and don't know where to target that anger. But at the end of the day, when they do get older, some do get their shit together and others don't. Most of them don't. You get what I'm saying? They die before they hit fucking 40. And it's sad. So, yeah. It's a lot that's going on. People need to help
the house
these.
Is broken down because the so-called father figure or whatever he is, he's out in the streets gangbanging, selling drugs, doing stupid shit that for no reason. Like, if you selling drugs, you selling drugs for a purpose. Like, you gotta be able to take care of your family. That's cool. Not buy your family the latest shit. Keeping up with the Jetsons. That ain't taking care of your family. That's stupid shit. You out here risking busting hella illegal moves, risking your freedom. Then when you hit them motherfucking cell, you out there on some 6ix9ine shit. Cause you was on the street talking tough as hell, now you in jail telling.
That's what rats do. But they think it's cool. And you know, some people don't realize that until they really sit in jail. You gotta think about it. Most boys, young men, whatever of age, they have been to jail and back. Okay, they have been in and out. Some have been in and out their whole life and haven't really set. You feel me? They haven't really set for a little while to really have that thinking.
Well, if they like men, that's the place to be. Cause you ain't no pussy down there. It's mussy. Ain't no pussy down there. Man pussy. Mussy. Ain't no pussy down that motherfucker. Like,
oh gosh,
you motherfucking better load up on lotion.
Oh my god,
Jergens the fuck up.
Listen, I'm pretty sure a couple of them took a dab or two. You get what I'm saying?
Some of these niggas is
in that lake,
trapped in the closet. So they gonna like it down that motherfucker.
They took a trip in Swan Lake. They had to take a trip in Swan Lake. Eventually, shit was getting dry down there. But
they act off of emotion. That's something a female's supposed to do. You can't act off emotion. Emotion gets you locked up or killed.
But that once again goes back to the fathers being around. Because most females, they probably didn't even have their mothers around. Most of these girls don't have their mothers around to teach them how to be women. So how the hell are they gonna teach their boys how to be men when they're, you know what I'm saying, their father wasn't around to help them? It's a lot. It's just all messed up. It's a lot.
Pardon me. That's another thing too. That shit that get me mad. Old people be talking about us, our generation, doing something, and then like we live in Newark, and you feel me, like. These old heads be out here nodding. Look like they trying to tie their shoes with their tongue. Like,
doing drugs in front of the kids.
Getting hot. That shit ain't cool. Y'all be on a bus cursing up a storm in front of kids. And then you wonder where the kids get it from. That's the pot calling the kettle black. Like,
true.
Y'all gotta have respect for y'allself. It's a downhill effect. The old heads, y'all gotta have respect for yourself too. The same way my generation gotta have respect for themselves, the younger generation gotta have respect for themselves, and so forth and so forth. And that's the only way is
gonna get better.
Gonna get better. Cause I'm gonna teach my kids like a whole lot of things to do, what to do and what not to do. My daughter will not be another thought in these streets, like. My son will not be out here talking about he a gangster.
We gotta do better, y'all.
Everybody, you know something? Everybody here talking about they a gangster. Ha. Laugh. Real funny. Because you know what? Everybody wants to be a gangster except a gangster. Because a gangster knows what the fuck comes with a gangster's life. I said I'm a goon. I know what the fuck comes with a goon's life.
So let's ask this question. How many times have you been to jail?
Jail?
Okay, how many times have you been to prison?
I've been to prison twice.
For how long? How long was your first bid?
My first bid, I did 4 years. My second bid, I just did 5 years and 3 months.
Okay, and what happened?
A lot of shit. Gang fights, getting jumped by the police while I was cuffed. You ever been the asset for 3 years straight in a room by yourself?
How was that experience?
It's lonely as shit, especially when you ain't getting no mail, no visits, none of that. Like, it's lonely as shit. Like,
did your mother come and see you?
No.
None of your family came to see you?
No. Nobody came to see me.
Nobody wrote you at all?
No.
Even hi, that's on a piece of paper?
No. I guess I wasn't worth.
You couldn't call? Did you try to call your family?
No.
Okay, but listen. Listen. So when you was in there, you didn't try to call your any of your family members?
No, I wrote them when I was in the county.
And nobody responded?
Nobody responded. Eventually, I gave up. Like, I'm not going to keep writing, and they're not responding.
Okay, now see, that's what certain people fail to miss when they go to jail. That your family ain't going to be there for you.
But this all even the
people, even the people that you run the streets with. You get what I'm saying?
Niggas I took care of.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Put on their feet, that thing. They were nothing but there.
That's
like,
what I'm about to say. As many people as you took care of on the streets when you was out there, how many people held you down when you was inside?
None. Absolutely none.
Nobody sent you anything. Homies.
I got mail from other homies that was locked up. Because I just went to ask Ed for putting in work. You know what I mean? I'm going to say for them and with them.
Okay, but what made you realize that it wasn't for you?
Ain't no more loyalty out there. Like, it's really no more loyalty. And after my second bid, like, I started to realize that, like, ain't no loyalty out there. Because I'm putting in all the work. I'm out there putting in the work, you know what I mean? I'm out there making connections with other homies from different hoods and showing love to homies from different areas. Never got it in return. Like, one of my homies got killed, and when I fell up under the hood that I'm under now, he showed me, like, real love. Like every 2 weeks, the homies go out to eat or we go do something together. And he said, like, yeah, how the fuck that's your homie? You expect him to ride for you? You don't know shit about him, but he blood. He under your hood. Y'all get high together. Y'all ain't gone did shit together. Like, you don't know his kids. He don't know your kids. He don't know your girl. You don't know his girl. Y'all ain't sit down, eat together, called each other on holidays to see how doing. You ain't buy no toys for his kids when he locked up. You ain't did shit for him and his family. Mm-hmm. Why do you expect him to ride for you? Like, him to keep his mouth closed when y'all putting in work and they offering you y'all both football numbers.
Right.
What makes you think he gonna be 100, be a real nigga? Just cause y'all on the streets, y'all get high together? Y'all holler at bitches together?
So did that make you think?
Yeah, it made me think. Like, damn, that's fucked up. And then when I did my second bid, I really seen, like, these homies that I took care of, I did everything besides gave them some pussy. Nigga, I bought they food, clothes, cigarettes. When I pop pills, they pop pills. I bought a gallon of liquor. I bought them gallons of liquor. I bought an ounce. We out there smoking. Like, yeah, like, I treat them like really my family. Like, mm-hmm. When I went shopping, they went shopping. It was none of that. You going to say something to one of them, disrespect one of them, and think I'm not going to show up to the aid, like, or to Maddie, like, and I'm with whatever at that time, like.
So this is a thug's life?
No, this is really a goon life, like.
Because this is some serious shit. Now, let's talk about when you got shot. So tell them, when did you get shot?
Well, I got shot.
The date?
April. What was it? April 6, 2018. By a nigga I used to take care of. You feel me? I ain't putting no names out there, you know. But a nigga I used to take care of. You feel me? And that was like the last fucking straw for me. Like, nigga, you try to take my life.
How many times did he shoot you? He
shot me 3 times. Shot me once in my right wrist, on the right side of my neck, which came out like an inch and a half away from my spine. Oh yeah, my wrist, the whole bone was shattered. Like, I got metal inside my wrist to hold my wrist together. And I got shot in the chin, and it stopped, like, I'm gonna say under my ear. So I'm missing piece of my jaw right now. Teeth had to be taken out so they can take the bullet out. Had to get a hole in my throat. Was in a coma. I died for 1.5 minutes.
How was that experience for you?
You know.
Was it heartbreaking?
Fucked up. Like, only thing I could think of was like, damn, bro. I ain't dying like this. Like I ain't even get married yet. Had no my own kids yet. You feel me? And a bitch ass nigga just try to kill me.
Somebody that she used to take care of.
Somebody used to take care of. Like, niggas is kicking this nigga back in. Like, I'm at war with niggas by myself. I had other homies, but I'm type of big bro. Like, I ain't with that going to send the little bros to do something to put themselves in jeopardy if I'm the one that feels some type of way about it. I'm going to go address the situation. Now, I let them know, look, I'm about to go do this. Y'all ain't got to go. I'm going. I said, I'm about to go do it. Mm-hmm. They went because they fucked with me. They knew, like, I was talking to big bros in Cali and everything, like.
But still and all, that just goes to show, you can't trust the man standing next to you.
Ain't no loyalty in these motherfucking streets, really, like. That nigga,
You gotta look out for you.
That nigga, your man, $100,000 when everything cool. But as soon as shit ain't cool, that nigga be trying to get you too. Trying to fuck your girl.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Had homies under my hood.
Say that again.
Homies under my own hood. Before I went to prison. Like, you know, they met the little bitch I was dealing with, you know. When I got locked up, they smashed. Not me. Like I said, I'm a goon. I don't give a fuck. On some real goon shit, real goon talk, didn't really give a fuck about her. I cared about the kids. Goon love the kids, you feel me? I really love the kids. So that shit didn't hurt me. But her having niggas around the kids, that's the shit that hurt me. But now, I'm cool, because she history like the Civil War. I ain't got time to be playing games with people. Like,
so how is your patience level now? After you went all of that and, you know, your upbringing, like, everything you've been through from childhood, teenager, adult to now. Where are you today as far as with your mental state?
It's not where it's supposed to be. Like, intelligence-wise, yeah, I'm very smart. I don't know how to say this. Like, as far as me, like, mentally, I don't have patience for people no more. Like, I'm tired of giving people chances. I don't like repeating myself to little kids. So grown ass people should know I don't like repeating myself to them either. If I tell you I don't like something and you continuously do this to me, it's like you saying, you know, fuck you, I don't give a fuck. So if I fuck you up, please,
pardon me,
keep your motherfucking mouth closed. Don't call the police. Don't go get 1,000 motherfuckers, because it was only me and you. You feel what I'm saying? It was me and you, a one-on-one. How y'all say y'all gangster. That's gangster, one-on-one.
Some people need their army.
All that me shooting the shit, that ain't gangster. Shit, I just hate the fake people. I got love for the real. Hate the fake.
Yes.
Like, that shit ain't gangster. But see, that's the new age thinking, though. Nowadays, these niggas scared as hell to take an ass whooping. Pop wasn't around to teach you how to fight, so.
But they don't have the mouth or the muscle to back it up.
But the niggas in the street, they was there to teach you how to shoot a gun.
True indeed.
Or the TV show, they showed you how to shoot a gun. The video games, they showed you how to shoot a gun.
But guess what? It's not enough people pushing them towards getting an education, getting a job, doing something positive. They don't have enough positive people around them to inspire them to do something different. You get what I'm saying? Mind you, we living in the hood. Let's be real. If your motherfucking mother know that you smoke weed, what's she going to do? She going to be mad at first, but at the end of the day, when her shit run out, old son.
Yeah, that's how they do. Because the mothers are still out here trying to live their best life.
Or not even that. Some of them still be, you know, taking drugs while they're pregnant.
You try to tell them, you know what I mean, how to better they self? Girl, bye. Like, what the... That's a response now? Like, boy, bye. That's a response now?
But still, no, I feel like it should be more people out there guiding these children towards, you know, a better lives for themselves. Even if the parents haven't had a good upbringing, they should want something, you know, better for their children. Because it's not about them anymore. It's for, you know, it's about the kids. It's about the kids. But anywho, that's what makes me mad, because we don't have enough inspirational people in these children's lives. Well, hopefully these people can learn something from this. What would you advise a young teen that's out there without a father that went through the same thing that you went through?
Fuck your homies, so-called friends, because if they're your friends, they're going to expire. They're gonna tell you to do some positive shit to get some money. They ain't gonna tell you to do no bullshit to get no money, no matter if it's fast or not. They gonna put you on the right path. They ain't gonna tell you no fuck shit. Real goon shit, like.
Yes, that's real. Like, for real. We need to guide these kids. But thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, share. This is The Real Vicky with Goon.
Shit, if you got a topic, let us know.
Yes, a topic, any topic. It really doesn't matter, because we like talking about any and everything. We're very open people. And, you know, we don't mind.
She's really black.
Oh, what? That's not... That's not, hey, I'm that's not funny, cool. Wait,
I'm a fucking asshole.
You just really tried to play me and say, okay, wait, hold on.